We Are Scientists mit Make It Easy auf Flux FM am Montagnachmittag. Am Abend spielt die Band im Lido und wird dort ihre neue fünfte Platte TV en Française vorstellen. Und jetzt sind die Herren erstmal bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen eben über die Vorteile einer selbstproduzierten Scheibe bei der Suche nach einem geeigneten Label. Wir reden über die relativ leger gestalteten Aufnahmen mit Partner in Crime Chris Cody. Wir reden über die schwierige Aufgabe des Tour-Drummers, der die Songs immer wieder neu lernen muss für die We Are Scientists. Und wir versuchen rauszufinden, ob die We Are Scientists Kapelle mit dem französisch anmutenden Titel Frankreich erobern möchte und klären noch vieles, vieles mehr. Keith Murray und Chris Kane sind bei mir. Hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
Welcome to Flux FM.
Thanks for having us.
How are you doing? How's touring been so far? You've played Hamburg yesterday, I think. How was that?
It was amazing. Great.
I think it was my favorite show of this entire tour so far.
Oh, cool. So the audiences were reacting well to your new music.
It was really great.
Sounds good to me. Well, I'm reacting well to your new music as well.
Nice.
I want to congratulate you on your new album. It's been released here in Germany in March. And while listening to it, I got the feeling that you developed kind of like a new sound philosophy for that album. And I really have the feeling that you did try out a new approach when it came to composing those songs. Would you agree that there was something else in the air while composing and producing this record?
Yeah, I think so. I think we felt less compelled to like necessarily blast through a bunch of punky songs, which tends to be an approach that we take. I think we wanted to let the songs breathe a little more than we usually do.
Yeah, and I really feel that because when I was listening to it and I did some research, I read that you, Keith, were thinking about the audiences a lot while composing songs. You were composing those songs and you're listening, oh, this could be a break where they all freak out and jump around and stuff. But I really have the feeling that with this album you seem to be closer to yourself as a person, or closer, the songs seem closer to you as a person. So now, would you say that thinking of an audience while composing is an advantage, or maybe you should leave that away in the future?
I think generally the arrangements tend to be where we think about the audience a little more. But yeah, in terms of the songwriting, I definitely am never worried about what anybody else is going to enjoy. I mean, I guess that's how we sort of pick which songs ultimately we will record, is which ones other people might be interested in. But when we're writing them, it's definitely only about what we want to hear.
Yeah, but that's a totally true difference between the arrangement of a song and the composition, because the arrangement is actually that one part that might make the audience go crazy, right? At the right point of the show.
Yeah.
I've read, you've produced the LP yourself this time again, and you recorded it with an old school partner in crime, Chris Cody.
Well, Chris Cody has always been just our engineer.
Yeah, sure.
But this time he produced it.
First row.
Yeah.
Chris Cody was in the first row.
He was in charge, he was in the captain's seat.
Yeah, and how important was it to take that route? Because you did record the album before you actually had a label.
Yeah.
How important was working with Chris and in an environment that was kind of cool for you guys for that record?
I think we've always been pretty excited about working with people that we are personally friends with, rather than finding a producer that we don't know but whose work we admire. Like we every album we've done so far has been with somebody that we know personally and who we kind of have a personal and working relationship with. I think it makes it easier for us to accept their artistic pitches when we know them and they know us, and so it's not as if they're just sort of objectively making artistic choices. They're saying, I know these guys and here's the thing that I think will work for them.
And then with friends, you know how to discuss with them, right?
Exactly.
You know, Keith is the guy who needs a punch in the face right in the beginning of the session.
That's true.
While with Chris, you can try the argument to get him to
be reasonable.
You can be reasonable.
That might be the opposite.
That's accurate.
I really think that one feels that you had a good time in the studio, and then I read that you did the record in New York and you didn't have to go long ways to the studio, and just thought you're like, oh, Chris is recording some bass lines, I'll just go shopping, I'll return in a few hours. And I really think that this is something that one can hear on the record, that it's not a record company behind you saying you have to finish this thing in 2.5 weeks.
Right.
Rick Rubin is producing it. You obey him. Everything he says is a must. You know, it was a wise decision, I would say.
Thank you.
To work like that. Let's listen to another song of the new record. It's called Don't Blow It. And then we talk a bit more and give away tickets for tonight's show. We Are Scientists of Flux FM. We Are Scientists mit Don't Blow It. Flux FM am Montagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band im Lido. Chris Kane und Keith Murray sind immer noch bei mir im Studio. Und der dritte Keith im Bunde, der Studio-Drummer, der ist schon am Schlagzeug aufbauen. So where's the drummer? Where's Keith, the Tour-Drummer? He's building up his set already?
Yeah, I doubt it. He's probably having a pint somewhere.
He was saying yesterday that he would have a new song ready today to play that he's never played before.
Ah, okay.
He's sort of slowly filling in the gaps in the catalog.
I mean,
so today's supposed to be a new one.
Yeah, and it's not the easiest job for him. I think Andy Borrows did the most of the drummings on the records, and he can drum.
He's a hard act to follow. Yeah, for sure.
He's a hard act to follow. And then there's like five LPs by now that you can take songs out of for the live show. So it was much rehearsing. Did take a lot of time for that tour, right?
We're slowly adding more songs.
Okay, cool. You've recorded the album, the old school do it yourself style. With Chris Cody, we've mentioned that. You finished the recording in early 2013 already and then had to look for a label with the finished product and all that stuff. How annoying is having to wait for the release of an album for months, especially nowadays where you can basically put out a song right after you finished it.
Yeah. I mean, that is essentially what we did. After we found our management and they started looking for a label, we just went ahead and recorded another EP and put that out almost
that
immediately.
That was the reason why the EP was before the LP.
We put out a 7-inch and then the EP and then the album that we had recorded a year earlier finally came out.
Oh, okay. So do you have plans for releasing some more stuff in between, or are you thinking of new music already?
We've started thinking about new stuff and kind of talking about it, but still only in the most vague terms.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. I mean, you're on tour.
We're on tour.
We don't
have to produce anything.
We don't have to do anything now. We play shows.
Exactly.
One show after the other. That's right. So, and you just mentioned that you had to find a management again, and that's something that I imagine to be super hard because you find a producer, you have to think that his sound is nice, and if you let him mix a song, and if it sounds shitty, you go like, "Sorry, man, we'll do it on our own."
You know.
But with a manager, you don't have to trust him artistically, but you have to trust him financially as well and stuff.
Yeah.
So, how hard was finding a manager for you guys?
Incredibly hard. It's a hard business.
It's terrible.
But you did find one.
We did.
Yeah. I think we're really bad band to manage because we constantly second guess our manager. We always think that we could do things better, even though we're unwilling to actually try.
We think we're the smartest. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, we definitely think we're the smartest two people in the room, but we're also the two laziest.
Yeah.
That's a bad combination.
Really bad.
Yeah, and that's another combination that makes it super important that the manager is going to be a trustworthy person, I think. Because if you're lazy as well, oh my God, he can fuck you like real hardcore.
Yeah. Be really good. Yeah.
Since the LP has been recorded over a year ago, it has a French title. Did the French press already react? Did French audiences react? Because I've read that you tried to conquer France with that album, Au revoir Simon style.
Right, exactly. Well, we actually haven't been to France yet on this album, so we'll find out.
Okay. Yeah, next week. We'll find out next week.
Okay, cool. So I wish you the best of luck for the France shows. And then I'll probably see you again pretty soon with a new EP.
Absolutely.
So something like that. It was a great pleasure talking to you guys.
Thank you for having us.
And I want to give away some tickets real quick for tonight's show now. Wer also heute Abend ins Lido gehen möchte, zu den großartigen We Are Scientists, und wer kein Geld hat, um den Eintritt zu bezahlen, oder einfach keinen Bock hat, den Eintritt zu bezahlen, der ruft mich jetzt an unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück, und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für We Are Scientists heute Abend im Lido. And now for the first hit. Hier sind We Are Scientists nochmal mit Nobody Move, Nobody Get Hurt. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See you soon again. Bye. Have fun tonight.
Cheers.
Bye.